News release. Nova Scotia Public Health. Nova Scotia Public Health is advising of potential exposures to COVID-19 at locations in northern and eastern zones and on 4 flights. In addition to media releases, all potential exposure notifications are listed here. As Nova Scotia moves into a stage of living with COVID-19 as we go about our daily activities, there will be changes in how public health communicates COVID-19 public exposures. We will no longer be issuing exposures based on the risk levels of low, moderate, or high. We will be issuing COVID precaution notifications and COVID exposure notifications, where your self-isolation and testing requirements will be based on your vaccination status. You can find this information in this table. COVID precaution notification. There has been a potential exposure of minimal risk to the public. If you were present at the following location on the named date and times, you are required to follow the instructions in this table for a COVID-19 precaution notification based on your vaccination status. Spring Hill Miners Memorial Library, 8 Pioneer Street, Spring Hill, on November 18 between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. November 25 between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 9. Rath Eastlink Community Center, Aquatics Area Only, 625 Abenaki Road, Truro, on November 24 between 3:15 p.m. and 4:40 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 8. Boston Pizza, 68 Roby Street, Truro, on November 22 between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 6. Swiss Chalet, 482 Grand Lake Road, Sydney, on November 24 between 4:30 p.m. and 6:15 p.m. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 8. COVID exposure notification. The public has had close contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID-19. If you were on the following flights in the specified rows and seats on the named dates and times, you are required to follow the instructions in this table for a COVID-19 exposure notification based on your vaccination status. WestJet 249 traveling on November 22 from Halifax, 12:55 p.m., to Toronto, 2:24 p.m. Passengers in rows 7 to 13, seats C, D, E and F. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 6. Air Canada 59 traveling on November 21 from Doha, 9 a.m., to Toronto, 3:35 p.m. Passengers in rows 31 to 36, seats G, H, J and K. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 5. Air Canada 626 traveling on November 21 from Toronto, 10:30 p.m., to Halifax, 1:32 a.m., on November 22. Passengers in rows 24 to 30, seats A, B, C and D. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 6. Air Canada 8070 traveling on November 24 from Ottawa, 6:05 p.m., to Halifax, 8:40 p.m. Passengers in rows 12 to 18, seats C, D and F. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, December 8. For those for whom testing is recommended or required, please book your COVID-19 test here or call 811 if you don't have online access, or if you have other symptoms that concern you. When booking your test online, please select the reason for testing as, I was at one of the exposure sites at the date and time identified in a recent public health public service announcement or letter where testing was recommended. Please get tested at a COVID-19 testing center or public health mobile unit. Do not go to a pop-up rapid testing location. Anyone who is traveling within Canada into Nova Scotia must follow the provincial travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details here. Anyone who is traveling from outside of Canada into Nova Scotia must follow the federal travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details here. If you are not fully vaccinated, please visit this site or call 1-833-4000. 1-800-797-7772. When Nova Scotia Health Public Health makes a public notification, it is not in any way a reflection on the behavior or activities of those named in the notification. All Nova Scotians are advised to continue monitoring for COVID-19 symptoms and are urged to follow public health guidelines on how to access care. Up-to-date information about COVID-19 is available here.